Our Lady's Rose Garden or the Rosary. When Saint Dominic was preaching at Carassion in France, an Albigensian heretic who was possessed by demons was brought to him. Because he had publicly spoken against the devotion of the Most Holy Rosary, the saint then ordered the demons, in the name of God, to declare whether those things which he had said concerning the Most Holy Rosary were true. And howling with rage, they said,
"Hear, O Christians, all that this our enemy has said of Mary and of the Most Holy Rosary is entirely true."
They added, moreover, that they had no power against the servants of Mary, and that many who at death invoked Mary were saved, contrary to what they deserve. And finally they said,
"We are constrained to declare that no one is lost who perseveres in devotion to Mary and in devotion to the Most Holy Rosary. For Mary obtains for sinners a true repentance before death."
Saint Dominic made the people immediately repeat the Rosary, and, O miracle, at every Hail Mary, many devils went out from that wretched man in the shape of burning coals, so that when the rosary was finished, he was entirely freed from them, and many heretics became converted. The devout author of the book in honor of the Most Holy Rosary, entitled The Secret of Every Grace, relates that Saint Vincent Ferrer once said to a man dying in despair, "Why will you ruin yourself when Jesus Christ wishes to save you?" And he answered that in spite of Christ, he would be damned. The saint replied, "And you, in spite of yourself, shall be saved." He began to recite the rosary with the persons of the house, and behold, the sick man asked to make his confession, made it weeping, and then died. The daughter of a certain prince had entered a monastery, where the discipline was so relaxed that, although she was a young person of good dispositions, she advanced but little in virtue. By the advice of a good confessor, she began to say the rosary with the mysteries, and became so changed that she was an example to all. The other religious, taking offense at her for withdrawing from them, attacked her on all sides, to induce her to abandon her newly begun way of life. One day, while she was repeating the rosary and praying to Mary to assist her in that persecution, she saw a letter fall from above. It contained these words:
"Mary, Mother of God, to her daughter Jane, greeting, my dear child. Continue to say my rosary. Withdraw from conversation with those who do not help you to live well. Beware of idleness and vanity. Take from yourself two superfluous things, and I will be your protectress with God."
The abbot of that monastery soon after visited it and attempted to reform it, but he did not succeed. And one day he saw a great number of demons entering the cells of all the nuns, except that of Jane, for the Heavenly Mother, before whose image he saw her praying, banished them from that. When he heard from her of the devotion of the rosary which she practiced, and the letter she had received, he ordered all the others to repeat it, and it is related that this monastery became a paradise. There lived in Rome a woman called Catherine the Beautiful, who led a very sinful life. Hearing Saint Dominic once preach on the devotion of the Most Holy Rosary, she had her name inscribed in the book of the confraternity, and began to recite it, but did not abandon her sinful life. One evening, a youth, apparently a noble, came to her house, whom she received courteously. When they were at supper, she saw drops of blood falling from his hands while he was breaking a piece of bread. And then she observed that all the food he took was tinged with blood. She asked him what that blood meant. And the youth answered that a Christian should take no food that was not tinged with the blood of Jesus Christ, seasoned with the memory of his passion. Amazed at this, she asked him who he was. "Soon," he answered, "I will show you." And when they had withdrawn into another apartment, the appearance of the youth changed, and he showed himself crowned with thorns, his flesh torn, and he said to her, "Do you wish to know who I am? Do you not know me? I am your Redeemer, Catherine. When will you cease to offend me? See how much I have suffered for you. You have grieved me enough. Change your life." Catherine began to weep bitterly, and Jesus, encouraging her, said, "Now begin to love me as much as you have offended me, and know that you have received this grace from me on account of the rosary you have been accustomed to recite in the honor of my mother." And then he disappeared. Catherine went in the morning to make her confession to Saint Dominic, and giving to the poor all she possessed, led so holy a life that she attained to great perfection. The Virgin often appeared to her, and Jesus himself revealed to Saint Dominic that this penitent had become very dear to him. The blessed Alain de la Roche relates of a lady named Dominica, who was accustomed to recite the rosary, that she gave up this devotion and afterwards became so poor that in desperation she stabbed herself in 3 different places. But just as she was breathing her last, and the devils came to take her to hell, the Most Holy Mary appeared to her and said to her,
"My daughter, you have forgotten me, but I have not been willing to forget you on account of that rosary which you have for a time recited in my honor. And now, if you will continue to recite it, I will restore life to you, and also the possessions you have lost."
Dominica was restored to health, and continuing the practice of reciting the rosary, recovered her possessions, and at her death was again visited by Mary, who commended her fidelity, and she died a holy death.